Well, hello people, Solo Man here. Now, today in the UK, the government here in the UK are voting to ban cigarettes. Now, there was a ban 20 years ago to ban smoking in public places, which was responsible actually for closing thousands of pubs. Now, we all know that smoking isn't good for you, nor is eating meat or fatty foods or junk food. Nor is having unprotected sex with somebody you don't know. Nor is taking drugs, drinking too much alcohol, driving too fast, staying up late, drinking too much tea or coffee. So when does the government change from a mummy state to a goddamn dictatorship? Soon they'll be telling us what haircuts we can have. But it's only because they care for the people. Poppycock. Is because people who smoke at later on in the years have some medical conditions that cost the NHS money. And the funny thing is that obesity also is the same thing. But they're not banning that. The media is actually promoting it. But really, who is actually voting? Is it the people? Because they could just do a survey and let the people decide. But as we all know, the people are not in control of any of the governments nowadays. And if cigarettes are banned in the UK, how are they going to enforce it? The same thing they do with drugs? This drug epidemic. And time has passed and shown us that it doesn't work. You remember glue sniffing? Well, if these people can't get a hold of glue, they'll use something else. Generally far worse for the person. And what about vaping? Supposed to be the lesser of two evils. But is it? Do you know, I reckon I'd be a lot more free if I went to North Korea. Because there's so many laws and regulations in our countries now, you can't even tell the difference. And when a new law comes in, it hardly ever goes away. It just adds to the long list. Maybe they should ban alcohol. I mean, prohibition really worked out well in the United States, didn't it? Anyway, guys, what do you think? You let me know, eh? You take it easy now.